and everything. We made grits and corn and everything, chops for the horses, the cows, or whatever you wanted.
Now, the inside part of it, one of the two parts of the egg, you got the white and the other is the...
The yellow.
Yellow?
Uh-huh.
I see.
Like if you make a cake and you wanted it to be a yellow cake, you take the whites out. And if you wanted the whites, then if you want to make icing, what they call it icing, you take a little switch, kind of like this right here, a limb, to whip it up, cook the icing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have nothing to beat it with, and then put your sugar in it, you know. But they hardly ever made anything like that much, you know. Get out there, cat. You make that cat get out there. I said, you know, I didn't tell you about anything, you know.
Yeah.
When I come on, know what you... Try to answer your question the best I could.
Okay, what would you make with eggs? Would you... Now, the kind you just dropped in water, you...
That's your boiled eggs.
I see.
You boil them the whole on them.
Well, what if you let them crack and fall out of the shell? Those were...
They were poached eggs.
Poached.
If you put them in water, and if you fry them, you put them in grease, you see.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, between regular meals, you might catch your husband in the... having a what? In the...
Oh, we didn't have no icebox or nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I see. That's
right. See, we didn't have no icebox or ice or nothing.
But food eat between regular meals, you'd call that a what?
You say, well, I'm hungry, I'm going to get me something to eat. They didn't call it a lunch or anything, because maybe they'd make tea cakes, what they call tea cakes.
Uh-huh.
Say, I'm going to get me a piece of tea cake, or I'm going to get me a fried pie, or something like that. But that's all you had, you know, to eat between meals or anything.
You might have you call that a little...
A snack. You say, well, I'm going to get me something to eat, I'm kind of hungry. You just call it something to eat, you know, more.
That was just a little something to eat?
Yes, a little something.
Now, when you had a big something, that
was... That was a supper. They had breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Dinner and
supper. Yeah. You got up in the morning, that was your breakfast. At noontime, they called it dinner. Supper time, they called it supper.
You got up in the morning, and about 7 o'clock, you...
I got up at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Is that when you...
You got up, and the time you got up, they had breakfast, got breakfast ready to be daylight.
And that's when you eat, when you...
That's what you call breakfast. And most of the time you had syrup and biscuit or ham or something, you know, because you had their own meat and everything. And they'd have a little jelly. And then at dinner they had the vegetables.
Well, now 7 o'clock in the morning, that's when you eat. That's when you'd what? That's when you...
I call breakfast.
I see.
You'd eat that and go on to the field and go to work. And they'd stay out at 11:30 and they'd come out and they'd have the dinner and they'd go back at 1 o'clock. And they'd come out about in the evening, no, for night, and they'd have supper.
I see.
Yeah.
So about 7 o'clock was when you, in the morning was when you...
You done got up and got your breakfast cooked, you see. Your mother and father get up and cook breakfast, and the children all get up, you know, get on their clothes and get ready to have breakfast, you know, and everything.
And that's when you, 7 o'clock was when you...
Well, something's wrong there, you know. We just don't know what time you got up, you know.
Yeah, speaking of eating, you say 7 o'clock is when you...
I'd say something wrong, 6 or 7 o'clock, whenever. Just sometimes you'd get up a little early enough, sometimes you'd be a little later than others getting up.
I see.
But that's when you had breakfast, when you first got up.
That's when you...
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, how did you make your... What would you drink with...
The old folks drank coffee, and the children drank milk.
How would some people drink it? Now tell me all about coffee. How would you make it?
Well, they used to make it. See, they didn't have no refrigerators or anything. They put it on and boiled it.
I see.
In a pot to take the ground coffee. See, they ground their own coffee. You bought green coffee and they parched it. And you ground it. And you put it in a pot so they'd know how much to put in there and things. And they grind. When it would boil up, they'd pour some little cold water and that makes the ground go down to the bottom and settle. And then your coffee would be just a clear and pretty. Of course, the children didn't have that coffee when I come on.
So you boil your coffee?
You boiled your coffee, and then when you boil it, and when it got boiled enough, you think it's strong enough, while you put a little cold water in it, that makes the grounds go down to the bottom.